You and I have to be the light of the world. And I like to illustrate that with my flashlight. You know, this flashlight doesn't give light. It's not broken, but I have only one battery in it. I need, of course, two batteries. Now, this is like your and my heart, that first battery, that is what happened when you said your first yes to Jesus. So that real decision. And if there are here who have never done it, I hope you will do it tonight. And do you realize that when you say yes to Jesus, so really a man says that the angels rejoice? For your soul is very, very precious in God's eyes. And the moment that you receive the Lord Jesus, all the promises of the Bible are yours. There comes such a terrific joy in your heart when you know that your sins are forgiven. That many people say, hallelujah, I am saved. That's the end. Now you may say hallelujah, but don't say it is the end. It is the beginning. That moment you must cash your checks. You must take all the promises of the Bible. And you must learn to live as limitless rich king's children. And one of the great promises of the Bible is that Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, be filled with the Spirit. And that is that second battery. And that second battery, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, gives you to be the light of the world. But I could not get it in my flashlight because it is full of rags. And you know, these rags are unrepented sins. This is pride. This is jealousy, envy. This one is unclean thoughts, unclean deeds, unclean words. This is selfishness. These are occult sins. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Will you tonight pray? And will you say, search me, O God, and know my heart today? That is said in the Psalms. There's a beautiful prayer. You can also say, Lord, show me if there are rags in my flashlight. And that's just the same. And then the Lord will show you and say, yes, you are selfish. You are dishonest. You are a liar. And whatever the Lord says, don't make an excuse, for the blood of Jesus has never cleansed an excuse. But say, yes, Lord, I have lied. Will you forgive me? And then repent. And repentance means asking forgiveness and then in the power of the Lord, turn away from your sins. And that is necessary.